Yeah, it's a movie or something. Yeah.
Go ahead.
If you touch the shoe part of a, let's say, roller skate, would you be able to, is that considered a shoe in making a bracha or something?
What?
Touch it?
Roller skate. Yeah. You can both have what kind of a
bracha. Hey, what's the matter? Does he have to wash his hands before he can make a bracha? You like touching a shoe?
No, I don't. Today especially, the shoes are clean. Not the, in the old days when they were dirty from sand and filth from everything in the world.
So
you're saying, so you touch any shoe, you touch this shoe,
no,
I wouldn't have, you don't have to wash your hands.
Just wash them.
You have to do an atila? No. You have to do an atila? If you touch...
If it's dirty, yes, you need to do it.
Otherwise?
Without the water.
Right.
Now, give me up then, maybe. If there are questions, fine. Otherwise, I'll give, I'm passing down.
Okay, questions? Yeah.
If one misses Kriyas HaTorah on Monday or Thursday, should he make it up? Should he make it up later?
No,
on
there
the
is
day?
No tashlum on that. On Kriyas HaTorah.
Not even on the same
only
day.
Only by Kriyas there is tashlum.
What if we had a case? Let's say there's a minion. Let's say there were a minion of boys that didn't make it to shul for Kriyas HaTorah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's eight boys.
There's no tashlum.
Eight boys, so they can't lane later on.
No.
Okay.
No, they can play.
No, can they lane? They have a few Kriyas HaTorah. But there's eight boys.
Not ten. Not ten.
Can they be mitzvah of two others to lane?
Yeah, sure.
How many do you need that didn't hear Kriya?
What?
How many boys do you need that didn't hear Kriya?
At least seven. It should be. A Yehuda de Minka. But if it's a track, even six, a Yehuda de Minka is also like.
And what if they all daven be Yechidus? So there's no davening?
No davening.
Now let's say they daven be Yechidus. Can they get together, those seven boys, eight boys, with two others? Just for Kriyas HaTorah. And later in the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Regarding shaving Erev Shabbos, is there a thing also?
The Kabbalah Shabbos.
The Kabbalah Shabbos.
It's a mitzvah if his derech is to shave every Friday, not if the relatives to myself, I never shave.
Is there any of Atshi Yigavo before you can shave?
No. That's only by an Ovo Mamish.
Only
my little one. You know that if one commits an avera of amazed, that he's willingly committed the avera, so therefore he has to do tshuva and repent for what he's done wrong. But if one commits an avera of the shogeg,
he also has to do tshuva.
He has to do tshuva as well.
We say now chet, al chet shekaton loch, be'otzen, be'amazed, be'mishayit.
But if he only did it b'shogeg, what's the reasoning behind requiring him to bring a korban chatat as well?
Because sheik is my savira, the guy is, he has to bring a korban. He's not a roshe, but he's a chayte.
What would be the difference in terms of...
Because sheik is my savira, on his gomo, like on a naro, which I said, oh, yes, you're come on, he's not my savira, how can she be savira? In the future, if I'm raped, I will abstain. How can she do it? It's not within her control. However, if it is a kind of anus, only a demons, like by the three Averis, who are Chihor Goyavir, then he can do tshuva.
And how would Ravan classify turning on, today, like on Shabbos, it's a big problem if you walk in. You walk into a room and absentmindedly turn on a light by accident.
So it's not the Melachas Machshavah.
Is that considered the Shogeg?
Not even the Shogeg.
So you wouldn't have to do tshuva for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you. Is it considered Bittul Torah to go to the Israeli Day Parade?
He wants to know if it's Bittul Torah to go to the Israeli Day Parade.
No, not Bittul Torah. In order to inspire others.
That's what you gotta go.
What does it mean to have an Ilui Neshama, and what can we do to coordinate Ilui Neshama?
then what does it mean to say that the neshama should have an aliyah, and what can we do to make a neshama have an aliyah?
Not to go to a cemetery, but to inspire ourselves that we should remind ourselves of the race and country that is in our hearts, and in order to arouse our desire to imitate, emulate my ancestors, my father, my mother, my grandfather, to do it. And you shouldn't go to the Mishapos. My father, Rav Chaim, never went to the Mishapos. Only when my aunt saw Rashke Flickson, who sniffed there, so he went to the Mishapos. But never again did he attend the Mishapos.
If somebody's shoe becomes untied while he's wearing tefillin, is he allowed to tie it?
Yes. The shoe. Today the shoes are not dirty. They are clean 100% like the jacket. Sometimes more than the jacket. Because the jacket is messed up from the food that is. But the shoe is not messed up.
What do you mean with when he talks about Gilgal, like the Ramban speaks about Gilgal?
He wants to know what it means, Gilgal, when they read.
No, that's superstition. Sad you go and say it's superstition. Kabbalah mentions, but Kabbalah doesn't mean literally. It means there are certain nishomes that have a spark of the nishomes of older people. Like the Chivisa, not Chesavodis, but the Minskarov, my great grandfather.
What?
Sidra Adiras. He was Rob Minsk. The same time Shavisarye was Rob Minsk, but he didn't get along with each other. So the Sidra Adiras says that Rabbine and Rabashi had his of the Nishome of Yeshua Benun to indicate that just as Yeshua Benun was so loyal to his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu Vasholem, so he too was so loyal to his Rebbe. That's all.
There's a question.
What is the spark of the Nishome?
It means it partakes of the same character.
The same Mishama.
Yeah.
Okay. The Gemara Brachos in the ninth chapter talks about the sugyas of dreams. Were those of them talking about fact dreams based on the Torah, or based on the sciences, based on the good science?
The interpretation?
Yeah, no, in terms of the whole explanation of
it. Yeah. So when the Gemara Brachos talks about how to explain a dream, yeah, was it talking al-P Misora, or was it based upon their knowledge of science,
psychology? Like Sigmund Freud interprets dreams. Because Halim is Goach, Rehul Halim. So if in the daytime he doesn't think about them, because he doesn't want to remind himself of the terrible tragedy that happened to him. Suppose your husband lost his Aishas Nuri in a car accident. He doesn't want to think about it, because then he will not be able to function. So, but in the dream, where the intellect doesn't operate, only imagination, then he sees them.
Some people don't like when you take a picture of them. Is there a problem if you do take a picture?
No problem. Because a picture of a human being is only three-dimensional, not if it's two-dimensional. But a picture of Kehovim Mazoles is also even on a two-dimensional. So the question is, how do we take pictures? The answer is, the Rambam says, only if you do it Leidam Islam. But if you don't do it Leidam Islam, so then it's muta. At the time of the convention in Katowice, so somebody suggested that Rosenheim that they should take pictures. So all the Gedolim resented. Amir Shapiro, the Rav of Lublin, stood up. The Gemara says in Bumetzie, Tzorosei shall Rav Avuye ki Tzorosei shall Yaakov. Tzorosei shall Yaakov ki Tzorosei shall on the Morishin. The Tzorosei shall on the Morishin, the Prirai Tzurim is Tachas ki Tzorosei. So there will come a time when young people will not even know how does it going to look. They'll think that it going to look like a goy, completely shaven, in the Gil Rosh, so they have to see how they look. So everybody took a picture with their yarmulke in the head, and they took pictures.
In terms of taking pictures of the stars and the moon.
Yeah.
Okay, just to take a picture of the
but
moon itself.
But only for the purpose of being Midamele.
Zasar. Or a person enjoys having a picture of a sunset, or the whole sun.
Is Osa.
It's Osa.
Osa. But if it is to inspire future Nitoa, then it's a mitzvah.
To inspire people. I mean, to show them the beauty of nature?
No, then it's Osa. But if the beauty of nature will arouse in scientific thoughts, like Isaac Newton, then it's a mitzvah.
If you're doing it for the sake of getting people towards more Chachmas Hashem, then it's allowed. If you're just doing it like that, you should.
Aesthetics. In the Sefer Kuzari, he speaks about Bnei Yisrael as having not only Hashkafa Pratit, but also some genetic advantage over
what he was.
He says in the Kuzari, he refers to the fact that Klal Yisrael has a genetic advantage, a genetic superiority.
Of Wakedis, the race unconscious.
He speaks not only of Hashkafa Pratit, though in Ruach HaKodesh, he speaks of actual physical traits which Bnei Yisrael have over the Goyim. Does Ravan subscribe to this theory? And if so, in what ways are we superior?
This question is, in other words, the Kuzari makes reference to the fact that Klal Yisrael is superior to the Umos Olam. So in what way, what does he mean?
Genetic
Ruach HaKodesh.
Yeah.
Okay,
from the ancient times.
Rabmeir's father was a ger, and Rabbi Akiva's father was a ger.
That's right. Yosef Akiva's father was ger, and the neighbor of Shal Sisro, Lim Dutil Nebrak, Veilim Shmaya Vatali. The name of Shal Homon also is Lim Dutil Nebrak.
Okay, so the question is, so what does it mean, a genetic superiority, or a genetic Ruach HaKodesh? Maybe
that it was part of the genes.
And how does that apply to a ger, though?
But ger has the race of conscious on the contrary of pagans. The answer is because there is Prior Hofschitz. That doesn't mean that the Prior Hofschitz in a Nazi German, is the same as the Prior Hofschitz in a Jew. The Jew has incorporated into the genes throughout the generations of readiness to be makrib himself, Artish Hashem, and not only himself, but even his son. Now the Ramban says in Parshas Vayir, Vayiach Avraham Ele, Lekin Nisus Avraham. Vayimalo, Avraham, Vayimer Ineni, Vayimer Kachno, Es Mincho, Es Yechitcho, Asher Ahavto, Lech Lecho, El Eretz, Hamavio, Val Aleyushom, Leilo, Alachat, Horim, Asherim Alo, Vayeshkim Avraham Bavitya, Vayachvesh Es Chameirei, Vayich Ashno Idei, Vesik Sobnei, Vayvaka Zeilo, Vayovei, Ala Mokim Asher Omotim. So then, Vayishlach Avraham es Yodei, Lokachas Machelas, Lishchit es Bnei, Vayikol Hashmayim, Avraham, Vayimer Hineni, Al Tishlach Yot Valnar, Al Taslim Umo, Ki Ato Yodati, Ki Rim Ato, Yerosachto Es Bincho Yichidecho Mimeni, Vayar Avraham, Vayish Avraham Sinov, Vayar Bin Ayu, Smucha, Gekane, Oitz, Vailach Avom, Vaikach Asail, Vailach, Vailach Alme, Vaikach Avom, Shimamukem Hu, Adishem Yire, Ashaho Yomer, Hayim Barioi. So the Ramban is the Kashi. Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom have to expose to Avraham Avinu to such torture? Even Sori Menu, his poor Cholish Mosk, she couldn't bear the pain until she was able to hear the Psura Tevet, and she died, Avraham Avinu. So, the same thing. So, the Ramban says, Asoro Nisyenes Nisnase Avraham Avinu. As a young lad, he was ready to let Nimrei Darosho throw him in the fiery, hot furnace. But there is a greater sacrifice, to sacrifice his own son. That Avraham Avinu did not know that he was able to pass through flying colors. So the Rebbeinu Shalom exposed Avraham Avinu to this supreme sacrifice. And then Avraham Avinu realized that he is able to bring the biggest sacrifice in the world in order to inspire his sons, his grandsons, his descendants throughout the ages. There was a big natural scientist, Joseph LaSalle. He conceived the concept that one person, if in one generation he conceives of bringing sacrifices for kindness, generosity, and civil rights, and affection. So then, in one generation, it comes incorporated into the genes. Universally, in an unfavorable way, if somebody decides to addict himself to drug addiction, to drinking, even to homosexuality, so then, in one generation, it becomes incorporated into the genes. Because of that, the Nazis on one hand and Stalin or Russia on the other hand decided to discipline the children from birth, take them away from their parents and train them so that when they grow up they will be disposed to be Nazis. But that turned out to be untrue. However, if in the course of millennia, somebody addicts himself to generosity, to chesed, and milus chasodim, then he becomes. But in one generation, it's not true. But if it's in the course of millennia generations, so then he becomes good. Okay?
There's a midrash on Rus, which is quoted in Marcha Giga, I think it's Margin 9, and Tosfos, where it talks about Elisha ben Avuya. And
Teche Ocha Aluk Lepos Ezar. That's Rabbi Akiva. But Elisha ben Avuya failed. He ate the klipe, and the klipe was more bulky than the Eichel. So he became Rachman al Islam in Apikeras. Now the Gemara says in Chagige that as Elisha ben Avuya was reifed al Asus b'Shabbes, so Rab Meir said to him, Rabbi Chazerbo, until Elisha ben Avuya on the horse we measured up that from Shabbos, he said, Chazer bo. So he said, Shomati keil basko yesei ve'emeli shuvu shuvu chutz mi'acher. So he made a mistake. The basko said, shuvu shuvu afilu alisha ben Avuya. But acher is a kidnapped person, is a ghost, who was kidnapped by his filthy and foul and repugnant and disimpeachable kidnapper. But the real teich, the ich achich, as Immanuel Kant calls, he wants and yearns for tshuva, so that the Bnei Shalom will be chaytech chticho achas mikis Yaakov.
One of the reasons the Midrash quotes as why Elisha and Rabuya went off the path and they came out with curses.
Because he was kidnapped by the filthy, foul ghost, the Yid, the Maltaivinik. It was not the real self. The real self was pushed into the background. No questions, sir. I'll start them out.
What is the idea behind the Shem Yichud?
What's it about saying L'Shem Yichud before Sfira?
What?
Saying L'Shem Yichud before
Sfira. It's not important. I never say L'Shem Yichud. Never. Done the film, I don't say L'Shem Yichud. Never. My father never did. It's only Mikabola. We have a very profound imagination, but not so much intellectual capacity.
When ending off the bracha of Sfira, do you, how should one end off? Does it go like by midah, like the Omer, a little Omer?
No. What you say, Bi Omer or a La Omer?
Both.
Both?
But it's not merking. Voima means that you start counting the whole Omer. Loimas means that we start counting from the second of year, and we continue. We don't make any difference.
Did you say live over or feel well over?
I say both.
Two full statements. Yeah. Two full statements. You say the full statement bar. And
can
the
I have the bar? דבר אני שם המאישה והסין עליהם, דבר בני ישראל, ואמרת עליהם, כשדאי על הארץ, אשר אני נשמחם, ושוב צורו הישם עשה לי שם, שי שונים תיזה סדך, ושי שונים תיזה בקמך, וספתו אס תבוסם, ובשון ראשויוס, שבו שבו שיגיע לארץ, שבו עשה לי שם, סוד חולי סיסרה, וקרם חולי סיסמר, והצליח ציר חולי סיקסר, ויש עם ונזרח על יסיפסר, שנה שבוסי ילעוז, והוא ישו שבס אורץ לכם, לא אכלו לכל עבדך ולא מסכו, וצחיכו, וזה שופו, הגורם אמו, ולהם תכו, ולחי השם עצכו, תהיה כותבו סולחי. נאו, מה ששאל, מה אם יש מיטה להסיני, ולכל המיטה שנמו מסיני, אלו מה שמיטה, Nemo Kuliseo for yourself, with the Kelm Sinai, at Kulon, Nemo Kulisem with the Kelm Sinai. Kach, Tnuy of Treskenim. A similar mimer is mentioned by Nechavadim Bartanore. Meshe Kimuteo Messinai, Sol the Yeshua, Yeshua the Skenim, Uskenim, Umvim, Umvim, Misogu, Assistance Ardillo. Hey, Mamos Lishin Boren. Hey, Mamos Lishin Boren. אימא מוסיש דבורים. על שלישה דבורים, אוי לא ממרס, על תאו, על אבידו, על גנוס הסודים. So the Rav Bartendora says, why does he mention the Kabbalah of Meisha Messinai, דווקא לגבי מידס, not לגבי anything else? So the Rav Bartendora answers, because all the other Yisurim, the Chivis, how he boring, so without the Torah answering them, we wouldn't know that it's Osa. Suppose the Torah did not say, Vishasekom Locho. So, would we know that it's Osa and the country in regard to the Neach, we say, Akum Sheshovas Chayv Nisrishamay. Because without the Sivat Torah, we wouldn't know that it's Osa. But in regard to Midas, even without Sivat Torah, any of the things that you mother and Yichtima willingly cause if we know. So that's why the Torah tells us Meshitutiramisinai. Then there is a medresh that Natitraskianim. Omer Zak after Achamichos a crop called Mateo. Benazaimea. It's a kibbish. It's a Sodom. The aim really came to Sodom called Gil Potlism. So the Rash and Rabbi Hillel and the Raivet, there's the Kashi. What does Rabbi Benazai want? Isn't that an answer that Hillel Anoshi gave to the Gea who wanted to know Kolatere Kula or Lachas? So he said to him, Madaloch Sane, the Chavuch Lishavi, whatever is hateful to you is should be hateful to every person. In other words, Rabbi Akiva says that Avas Yisroel is Kogal Kiel, but he doesn't mention a word about Avas Aprius. So Benazai says, Zes if it is Sodom, the Hebrew came to Sodom, the Muslim came also Isay. So it has reference to every human being, regardless of a Jew or a Gentile, even a pagan Rahman of Islam. But still, he is endowed from birth, even from the womb of his mother, to have respect for every human being. So, Ben Pazimir, Esakeve Sechot, Tatsava Beka, Esakeve Hasheni, Tatsava Boim, Kalkolu Yisamise. Omar Ben Plena Rarov is a very strange expression. The name is not even mentioned. The Omar Alochek Banaza. The answer is, when we talk about Chavis Avobis, things that allow the Tziva Torah, we know that it's Osea, so then we know that we have to resort to the Tziva Hashem. But when we talk of Chavis Avobis, that they are Nichlal in the Sug of Chavis Avobis, so without the Tziva Torah we know it's Osea. So that's why he said, Esakeve Sechot Asababikia, Esakeve Hashit Asabayim, Rabbi. In other words, to teach us that the Jew should have respect for every human being, to have Avas Yisroel, and Avas Meodom, and Avas Ator, for everybody. Haloche Ki Ben Par, Oma Pino Ragov, Haloche Kibin Pazai. He doesn't mention name because it does not make a difference who said it. As long as we have unity between the aggressive soil and the Mavdal and the Glatoa and Gear and Bells, I wouldn't mention it to a carpet because that's a very dangerous thing to expect them to a carpet. Rahman al-Islam will agree with the Mavdal. They not only would they wait for B'yus HaMashiach, but they'll throw him away. Get out! All right. No.
More questions?
Yes. Is one in his free time allowed to study other types of sciences in his younger years?
Shabbos.
No, during the week. In his younger years, in his free time, as opposed to learning. In his free time, in his younger years.
The Rambam. Can I have the Rambam? You have something for me. Shkia already.
Shkia is 10 after 8.
10 after 8.
What time you went down?
It's okay.
No, what time you went down?
Whenever you give me the green light. Pergim al-Ohal, Bishlei Shoksorim, Nechtero Yisrael, Kesatero, Kesakoruno, Kesamalchus. Kesakoruno, Zecher, Vyang, Shenema, Vrizulei, Uzar Yachov, Vriz, Kunasim. Kesamalchus, Zocho Vidovit, Shenema, Zar Leilem Ye, Vikise, Kashemesh Nekvi. Kesatero, Haremunach, Vyemeid, amuch on the Chol Yisrael, shenema teo tzivolam Moshe, miosho tilas Yaakov. Kol mi shiir tzelo vaviter, shema teima, shiris maksorim, gdelim mitzateo, harimea, bim lochem imlechu, vreiznim vichiki kutzadek, kisorim yishol, holomalito, shiksateiro, godel mishnei, halachabeis, omur chachom, mazal talmud trochem, kirim kim godlam moiz, shenema, yikori mitne, kim godu, shenichnas, lifnai vifni, halagim, אין לך מיצה בכל הדיר. שישקו לו כנגד תלמותיו, אלא תלמותיו כנגד כל המיצה סכולם, שהתלמיד מביא לי למיצה, לפיכו התלמוד כדי למס וחמוק. וכדלת, הוי לפון רסיאס מיצו, ותלמותיו, אם אפשר למיצו ועושה ישרדי אחרים, לא יפסיק תלמודי. למלאב יעשה המצווה יד לחמידי. הלוכי, תחיל הדין של אותו מנינו, אלו, על התלמוד, והכך על שם היסו. לפי כוח, אומר חכמים, לאילום יעשה קודם בתירו, בין לשמו, בין שלא לשמו, שמתך שלא לשמו, בוא לשמו. הלוכי בוא, כל מי שנושא ליבי, לקיים מסוזו קורו, וליאס מוכתה בתסתירו, לא יעשי עדיי כדברים אחרים, ולא יעשי מהליבי שיקנו תירו עם העוש, אישה והכל התייחס. כך ידעך שתירו, פז במלאכת איך. ומה אם ממיסות אשתי, ולא רצתי שם, וחייצה תיחי, ובתירו אתה אומר, לא יולך על אדוב הליגמיה, ולא יעטו במחירים. לברוץ ממנו, ומרביסו, תירו ירביסו שכר, והשכר לפי הצער. הלך עדיין. שמו תימא, עד שעקה בשמומי, ארזה ואקו, עד שאקנה מה שאני צורך, ויפנה מהסוקאי, וארזה ואקו, אם טל למחשב עשו, הליפחו, הנה תוזי חליקיסו של תירו לילון, אלא עשי תרוס רוקבה, ומלאכתכו הרוי, ולסימא, וכשאפנה, אשנה, שמו ליסיפנה, הלוך חס, כוס בתירו לבשמיימי, ולוי מבריאמי, לוי בשמיימי, לא בגס הרוח מצויו, לא מהלך מלא ימו, לפי כוח אומר חכמים, כלומר בפסחי רומחקים, ויציב לחכמים, הווי ממאי בעיסק, ואיס עשי בתירו. הלוך את זה, דיבר תירו נמצאו כמים, שנאמר, הוי כל צומת, וכו למים, למלוך, ממאים מן המסקנסים במוקמטלן, אלא נסחולים מאולוב ומסקפצים במוקמשברן, כך דיבר תירו, ונמצוא עם גס הרוח, ולא יהיה בלב כל בלב, אלא בדקו בשביל רוח שמססי ביפר רגלי חכמים, ומסיר הטבויס ותנוגי הזמן מליבי ויסה מלוך המחויים מיד כדי חיו, אם לא הולי מייך, ושור ימי ולילי איסי בתירו. הלכיות, כל המסים על ליבי שיסי בתירו, ולא יעשה מלוכו וישפרנס נסדוקי הרי זכיר את השם נרדס נאצו ומפורטנט One second Oh yeah, you should add here. Right. Thank you for reminding me. Thank you. לא נמניחו עם פרדס. לא נמניחו עם פרדס. לא נעשי. על פרק בית על הבית. ואיכי הדרך לעבוסי ועבוסי בשור שיזבנים ועודם במייסו ובואו הנפלוי הגדרי ויהיה מן חוכמוסת, שנראה לרקית, מיד ראי ואיסו, ומשפח, ומפויר, ומסבא, תפקדירו, לידע שמקוס, ושובה, דוביד, סומו נפשו לקית, בקיר חי, וכשמשי, ולומאילו, עצמו מיד ומיותה, לחירו, ויפחת, וידיה, שהוא בריאו, קטנו, שפילו, אפילו, ולמדס, ודעס, קלו, מיוטו, לפני כנדס, ונשומה דוביד, כאלה, שומחו, מסי, אדיסחו, יוריח, וכחובים, אשר, כמנטו. ופי הדבורים האלה אני מבואה, קרולים דלי ממייסו, כיוון אלומים, כשפסח, ממייבין, לאי לזשם. נשומו, חכומי, פיינבו, שמתך כך, איזה מקרת נשומה אלה. ואיז, יון מני קרוין פרנס.
$10
and then $10.
What?
$10. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Halocha, perdalet, halocha ilbeis. Bizman, sho'odom mizbeinit, bidvomeilu, umakech lapuim, imaloch, vigalgal, viodom, kayezebe, viire, chochmose, shakosh bohu, lachlaitsuvim, לחלפויים, מייסיף אבל מוקים, ותצווה נפשי, וייך מבשורי, לב המוקים ברוכו, ויירה, וייפרט, ושפלוסי, ודלוסי, וקלוסי, כשיריך עצמי, לאחות מהקופס הקדישים הגדלים, וקולשטון, ליחס מהצורס, התארץ, הנפרודס מן הגלמים, שנשרבו בגלם כלל, וימצא עצמי, שהוא ככלי, מולי, בושו אוכלים ריק וחוסר. הלכים ועניוני הבור פרוקים אלו של חומש מיצס אלו הם שהחכומים קרן איסי פרדס. כמו שאומרו, הבור ניחלוס פרדס. ואף הפי של חכומים ישראל היו, חכומים דירים היו, ולכולם היו בהן בור ליל הסיק, כל הדבורים על פוריין, ואני אמר שאינרו ולטייל בפרדס אלא מי שנשמה לקריסי לחם ובוסו ולחם ובוסו ולידע הרוסר והמותר וחיי של שומצת ויאף על פי שבמילו דבוקותנו קורס חכומים שהרי אמרו חכומים דבוקות ומלאי סברי קופה דבוקות נבי לרבי אף על פי אין חייזי אין ואפשר שידע מהכיר קוטן וכל אישי שוב לברום הקוצר. סוד הרמב"ם סס, דדיניונים הנקרואים פרדס, יצחוק מס, הפילוסופיה, דתשלמי לו מטבע, דת דילס, ודרבני שלום כביוכל, ודנשומה, סודת, אידת, אייס תוסטורי, אין יצניחה אין גמורת. So the question is, if somebody has to study physics, will he be allowed to make a Birkas HaTorah Chatzis Shalem? It will be a Brocha Levatole. So how can it be Nichlal in the Sug of Gemore? The answer is, if somebody has to pass on a Shailing in electricity, whether something is Mutar, on Shabbos, to turn on the light on Shabbos, to turn on the light on Shabbos, he has to know the physics. If somebody wants to know what is of animal derivative and what is of vegetative derivative, so he has to know the chemistry of foods, so he'll know whether it's of an animal derivative, it's also, or it is vegetative derivative, so it's muta. So in Mele, he's Mikaima Mitzvah only as a stage, as a Hersha. In the same way, if somebody goes on Canal Street and there at Sukkot, he buys a lure for the Nestle, or he buys Schach, so he cannot make a Birkas HaTorah on it. It's only a preparatory stage. So if somebody wants to know Halacha in Kiddush HaChodesh and what we are Ma'abir as Hashono and Mekadesh Hachodo and on what not. So he has to know the study of astronomy. But Chas V'Sholem, that he should be Kayim, a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and so on and so forth. So that's why the Rambam says that a Nikoyim, Nikolim, Bichlal HaGmar. Okay.
Maybe pull it out.
One second. I have to see that.
How about someone like our age, where you're not going to be passing in the Shilas now?
What?
For someone our age, who is not going to be passing right now.
I don't understand.
So what about a younger student that's not going to be paskening shalos now? What about them studying on his spare time?
So he should know Oshir Prokhin, that's all. Oshir Prokhin. So when he grows up, maybe he'll become a real Talmud Chacham. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, before we dive in, that's all right. You made up a little other thing.
Fine.
It says, on the occasion of your 80th birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, we express our deepest appreciation and gratitude for the Torah that you've taught us and the inspiration you provide. May Hakadosh Baruch Hu grant us strength to continue to be Marbet Torah for many years to come.
Thank you. I'll show it to my wife.
We also have a little cake. Yeah. So maybe we'll send you some cake home. So it's all Yashan. So you have a big party.
What's that?
Okay. Okay, we'll take it home.
Can you get one, please?
Okay.
Can I have a seat?
Okay. Can you have a sitter?